packing, and unitizing. As shown in Exhibit 4-27, we have reached the point at which loads are packed and unitized. Exhibit 4-27, warehouse processes and order flow. After goods are sorted, they are packed to meet customer specifications. To facilitate unloading, customers may request that each truck or container, or even pallet, combine different products. Avoid damage during shipping. If orders are palleted, their contents must be secure onto the pallet without overhang. Individual boxes will require inserting protective packing material that complies with regulatory or customer requirements. Loose packing may be banned, perhaps material designed with recycling or reuse in mind. Facilitate the most cost-efficient materials handling and transportation by properly unitizing loads. Orders may be packaged according to unitized loading plans. Packaging can be facilitated by automation. Carton erectors can be semi-automated or automated, and some can cut custom-sized boxes on demand. Taping application machines can be used. Documentation or leaflets can be automatically added. Automated shrink wrap machines can be used for pallets. These tools can speed up packaging but require sufficient space and need to be cost-justified. In a staging area, packaged loads may be unitized before shipping. A unit load is defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as a shipping unit made up of a number of items. Bulky material is arranged or constrained so the mass can be picked up or moved as a single unit. This reduces materials handling costs. A unit load is often shrink-packed on a pallet before shipment. Software can create unitized loading plans to use space efficiently and protect goods from damage. These plans configure whole truck or container loads, pallets, and even cases, taking into account the size of contents and their weight-bearing limits. Pallet configuration online calculators or software tools may generate a visual rendering of a pallet load by layer and calculate volume utilization versus the available maximum pallet volume. They help indicate how many cartons or other units should be loaded on a given pallet. In addition to providing data on the packages, they also require data on the pallet type and the loading height. Note that optimal unitizing typically requires proper packaging design in advance. This subject is addressed elsewhere. Each order or part of an order is labeled with the order number and checked or scanned through the inventory tracking system.